It's 5 o'clock now. It's time to plant the seeds with Asanda.
This is Planting the Seeds here on SAFM. My name is Asanda Matsaunyane. A very good morning to you. A new aquaponics unit was launched in Port Elizabeth on the 9th of March this year by the Mondelez International Foundation as part of their Health in Action program in partnership with InMed. We speak to Navisha Bechan Sokaran, who's manager of corporate and government affairs for the Southern, Central and Eastern Africa region for Mondelez South Africa, to give us more. Navisha, a very good morning to you and welcome to Planting the Seeds here on SAFM. And we're talking about, first of all, with you, the Mondelez International Foundation, which has launched an aquaponics unit in Port Elizabeth as part of its Health in Action program. Tell us about Mondelez first as a foundation.
Hi, good day, and thanks so much for having me on your show. So the Mondelez Foundation is part of Mondelez International, which is a global snacking company. We own brands such as Cadbury and Oreo and Dentine and Skimmerall.
Okay.
And the foundation was really set up from the global organization as an opportunity to be able to really give back to communities in which we operate globally and to do good and to really invest in the communities in which we operate in.
We know that the Health in Action program was launched in 2015. So what was the objective behind this program?
So the real objective for launching the Health in Action program was to get involved at a grassroots level in schools and in communities in which we as a business operate. We have our head office in Johannesburg and a chocolate factory in Port Elizabeth. And we really felt that we needed to be involved in these two areas, particularly from a perspective of the communities in which we operate in, but also to ensure that our employees can really see and get involved in projects that we as a company sponsor. So the Health in Action project has three legs, and it's really the three legs that we focus on as a business from a community perspective. Mm-hmm. We look at getting access to healthy food. We look at nutrition education, and we looked at active play projects. So the entire Health in Action program incorporates all three of these legs. It involves children being taught about nutrition education at schools and taking that into their communities, about community workers and volunteers at schools who are preparing meals, to prepare meals in the right way to ensure that maximum nutrition is given to the kids at school. Mm-hmm. It looks at educating kids at very junior levels in schools so that principles that you ingrain in kids now will last with them for a long time. And then it really looks at about, yes, we can eat various things, but we really need to be active, and we really need to play, and we really need to work off the energy that we're taking in.
Why the focus on primary school?
We believe that children at young level can have maximum impact from this program because they are young enough to still be influenced in terms of what they eat and how they eat. If we teach a child about good nutrition while they're young, they are likely to keep those thoughts in their minds as they get older. I mean, we all know, we really respect and look up to our teachers. And when our teachers tell us that it's good to eat fruit and vegetable, we will take that home with us to our families and teach our families and tell our families what we've learned at school.
In terms of one of the points, the 3 points there of giving access to healthier foods for children or a healthier future for South Africa's children, why decide to focus on aquaponics as a strategy of agriculture in terms of production?
So aquaponics is really a very cool method of farming and a very different, innovative method of farming. Firstly, it uses a lot less water. And in our environment in which we find ourselves in South Africa, where we've been hit with drought for a while now, it's a good method of farming to use. Secondly, through the aquaponic system, plants grow a lot faster and with a lot more energy and nutrition that they get from the fish. So it's a closed system where the fish give off ammonia. The ammonia is used to water and fertilize the plant. And the filtered clean water, which goes through a layer of gravel, goes back into the fish tank, allowing the fish to have clean, healthy water. So we're having good nutrition from and faster production of vegetables. We're including a protein and a fish source protein into the children's diet. It's very innovative and very efficient.
So over and above, you know, the primary school children benefiting from this program, Health in Action, obviously it's also the communities on a broader scale who benefit. But we know that the aquaponics plant will also provide research opportunities for students from the university, the Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University. How important is this aspect of it, providing research opportunities for students?
I think it's one of the key aspects of the program, and it's one of the reasons we initially decided to build the plant on the Nelson Mandela University campus. It allows students in doing research in agriculture to look at alternate methods of farming. It allows them to look at innovation. And we've already found that we have students who are doing their masters and their BTEC masters on the program at the facility that we have in the university.
So the launch at the aquaponics unit in Port Elizabeth was on the 9th of March. How did it go? What was the turnout like?
It was lovely. We had 10 schools from the local area that will benefit directly in terms of the vegetables from the plant. We had them attending. We had members of the university attending. We had members of from the Department of Education attending. And I think what the great thing that it showed was that through collaboration and partnerships, we can really take programs that much further and really to look at the beneficiaries, being the children at the end of the day, to really focus on them and what is best for them. So it was really a beautiful morning. The kids loved the fact that they got to do some planting in the aquaponics plant. They loved seeing the fish. They loved hearing about the whole process in which aquaponics takes place. And so really, really great morning and a good opportunity to really develop partnerships and work collaboratively with various parties.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time again. Navisha, are you looking at other provinces besides the Eastern Cape?
Yeah, we are only doing the project in Johannesburg and in Port Elizabeth, mainly for the purposes that we have our operations in these areas and to give access to our employees to also experience the program. In Port Elizabeth, in some of the schools that we've identified, quite a few of our employees from our factory, their kids actually attend these schools. So it's really about giving back to the community, but also to involve our employees.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That's where we're going to leave it for now.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time. It's been great.
Navisha Bechanso-Kuran is Manager of Corporate and Government Affairs for the Southern, Central and Eastern Africa region of Mondelez. This has been Planting the Seeds. My name is Asanda Matsaunyane. Catch the next episode where we speak to InMed about the same aquaponics unit launch in Port Elizabeth. Thank you for tuning in. Goodbye.
SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.